something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina Mari here, and in studio we have got Nikki Dwyer from Future Beauty Show on at the RDS. Can't believe it's actually on this weekend, Nikki. We were talking about this a while ago and it seemed ages away, and it's here.
I know. It's frightening and exciting all at the same time, but it's kicking off today.
Okay, brilliant. So listen, what can we expect from it?
Well, I think it's going to be a really revolutionary kind of show. We have a massive stage full of the country's best dermatologists, best doctors, best surgeons, and they're there to teach us all about the new clinical and aesthetic beauty. It's everything from peels to rosacea to any skin conditions like hyperpigmentation, all the way up to the kind of more extreme end of the scale, which is the surgical options of breast augmentation and liposuction and tummy tucks.
So this is your regular kind of beauty where you go in and get a facial in a beauty salon. So this is kind of the next level of things, and these are like consultant dermatologists or real experts in the field.
Real experts, and not only are they real experts, they have waiting lists. Some of them have waiting lists that are 6 or 7 months long, and they're a couple of hundred euros to visit just for a consult. So this is a real opportunity for everyday people like you and I to have access to these amazing experts and for us to talk to them about our day-to-day skin conditions. Like, all of us have something. I know I've got a list of things pretty long, but we all have something, whether it's acne scarring or actual acne or hyperpigmentation or rosacea or bad broken veins, just from like a basic skin condition. And it's great to have access to people like this who can actually say to us, you don't need to spend 200 euros or 100 euros on that cream. What I can give you is a prescription for something, that's 6 or 7 euros, and that'll do the actual trick, and it's probably clinically proven.
So it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to cost you a fortune. It's just getting the right advice, really, isn't it?
Yeah, and the thing is, we all have issues. We all have different things that we need to address. And I think, this is why we've launched the show and why we called it The Future of Beauty, because I think the future is that one cream doesn't fix all and one cream doesn't fit all our ailments. And actually, instead of kind of pumping all of this cash into this bottomless pit of, moisturisers and eye creams and serums, why don't we address our specific issues and get skincare tailored specifically for us? And you'll find that not only do you get proper actual results, which are clinically proven, but also you'll save yourself a fortune.
Yeah.
And it's not trial and error. It's actually, properly diagnosed, qualified skincare advice.
There's also going to be people giving advice on things like boob reductions, because in Ireland we seem to have massive boobs,
we do.
I'm looking at you. I'm looking at me.
I think I was blessed with the assets in the family.
But it's something though that we laugh about it, but it is something that can create such terrible back pain for people. They don't feel comfortable in clothing, all kinds, and that can actually really affect your mental health as well.
Yeah, very much so. And I think in Ireland it's actually the number one surgical procedure. In terms of an aesthetic procedure, but a breast reduction is a huge thing for somebody, especially if you've had like a kid or two or three and you've lost volume and you've got excess sagging. Outside of the physiological issues of it, there's real mental issues, as you said. So what we're trying to do is trying to give people a platform so they can educate themselves, so these things aren't so scary.
Yeah.
And if they want to go and talk to somebody about it, they don't actually necessarily have to go and take that next step of making an appointment and going to see somebody. It's actually, why don't you just have it like a general conversation with somebody?
That's the great thing. I think it is a big step to actually make an appointment to go in and see one of these people in their office. And
it's a commitment, isn't it?
It's commitment. And you feel like you're obliged to go with them if you've gone in to see them or whatever. You might feel pressure to go ahead. But really, what this show is all about is getting the information that you need and going home, having a think about it. And then you have all the contacts there if you do want to go ahead.
Exactly. And I also think with anything surgical, for me particularly, I think it's a trust thing. You might meet somebody and you go, I really, really felt comfortable with them, and I really liked the way they approach things, or I like their general kind of ethos, their medical ethos. And there's other people that you'll meet and you go, not really that comfortable in, the decision, outside of obviously proper qualifications, and which, by the way, all of our surgeons who are at the show are all on the Irish Association of Plastic Surgeons, so they're all properly qualified plastic surgeons. But outside of having proper qualifications, a lot of the time it's just about an appropriate match, like something that you feel is a good match for you.
Yeah. I know when your sister Liz was in with us as well, and you've teamed up together to put on this amazing show, and Liz of course was the Image Beauty editor for a long time, and everyone will know the name as well from being in all the papers and an expose and everything that she's done over the years. But it's about, she was saying, there are a lot of people in the industry who don't necessarily know what they're doing. So you really went out of your way to find qualified experts in the field.
Very much so. The whole thing is a minefield. There's a huge difference between a qualified surgeon and a qualified plastic surgeon. There is a difference between a general doctor and a dermatologist. There's people who call themselves aesthetic practitioners and they may be nothing more than a beautician. And that, I think, is the really frightening part. All you have to do is, you know, do a course in dermafillers, a two-day course in dermafillers, and you can call yourself an aesthetic practitioner.
Yeah.
And so that's the really scary thing. So what we wanted to do was we wanted to find the best in the country, the best in the business, and bring them all under one roof so that we could actually bring these people to the public, and the public can kind of doctor shop. But not only doctor shop, but it's like we've got all these really cool machines. We've got machines that can like tighten your neck, that can suck your fat, that can freeze your fat. You know,
I'll see you later.
I was asking them, could they freeze my whole body? They told me no, but anyway. So there's all these incredible things out there, and this is an opportunity for you and I as normal members of the public to go, this is my problem, whether it's oversized boobs or whether it's acne scarring from your 20s and you're still living with it in your 40s, or you know, a bit of excess fat. This is an opportunity for you to go and see a whole plethora of options to deal with all of those ailments. And so it arms you with equipment, arms you with proper information so that you can go in and make informed choices for yourself.
Have you got people there that are going to talk about the trend that is going around at the moment, these lip fillers that I keep seeing? I keep seeing women in their 4x4s with the lip fillers. Now, all very well, they can look good on some people, not so great on others when they overdo it. Yeah. But it's the knowing, if you go to a place to get them done, it's when things go wrong that they know how to deal with it.
I think the really interesting thing is if you talk to any of our panels, our panel doctors or surgeons, they will very blatantly say to you that they don't ethically agree with these overinflated lips, and that the real art to aesthetics is actually having things that are in proportion to your face, in proportion to your lips, in proportion to your teeth. So there's actual real science behind it. And I think you'll find that these especially the young girls are going around with these massively inflated lips. They're unfortunately being carried out by a lot of unqualified non-medical
practitioners. I'm hearing about these being done, Nikki, in people's box rooms at home.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's terrifying. And the weird thing is that there's that you've no, as I said, you've no requirement for a medical qualification to do fillers, and the repercussions of having a filler done by somebody who doesn't understand what they're doing, doesn't understand the facial anatomy, is really, really serious. We've seen some pretty horrific photos of people with like full necrosis, which is when the tissue dies, like necrosis of the lip or of the jaw, or people having collapsed foreheads. It's actually really, really frightening. And our faces are very, very complicated in terms of nerves, fat pads, blood supply. And if you put a filler into the blood supply and cut the blood supply off to your eye or your lip or your chin or your jaw, it's going to die.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, you know, and the thing is, if you go to a proper doctor, and, you know, these things do happen, but a doctor will be able to tell the difference between normal swelling versus something that actually might be a little bit more sinister or cellulitis or something like that. And they'll be able to administer the antidote, which is Hyrolaze. But a non-medical practitioner may not know the difference between what is deemed to be swelling and what is deemed to be something else. And also, if you're then turning up at a medical doctor's office saying, you know, I've got these cheap fillers done and I need you to do something about them, they've all gone wrong. Firstly, they don't know what's in your lips. Mm-hmm. They don't know where it's from. It might not even be filler. It might be some cheap alternative from the market, and Hyrolaze might not work on it. So they're very reluctant then to take on a case where
they don't know what they're dealing with.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, very tough.
Yeah, very tough. So I think, like, look, there's a space for all of this. And look, if big lips is your thing, then that's your thing. And I'm all for doing whatever that makes you feel happy and makes you feel confident in yourself. But I suppose our message is, if you're going to do it, like, do it right. And we're here to teach you how, when, where, why and how much.
Okay, I assume you'll have people there talking about things like nose jobs. That can be a big thing for people. That can really improve the face, but also people's breathing if they've got problems with their breathing because their nose.
And nose jobs have actually really, really changed over the years. Like, now you can do like a lunchtime nose job, believe it or not.
So, no way.
Yeah, they can use filler to actually smooth out the lumps and bumps in your nose, or they can, like, if your nose is completely, like, if there's some asymmetry, they can put in filler in to try and even it out. So it's pretty incredible what they can do. And then in terms of actual rhinoplasty, which is the surgical name for a nose job, there's incredible techniques being used now by some of our surgeons, including scarless rhinoplasties, or they're actually doing the rhinoplasties internally inside your nostrils, so you've no real cutting and scarring. It's really incredible what they can do.
Yeah. So you've got all these people on speed dial now, Nikki.
I should be looking. But
are you looking to get anything done?
Oh God, you know, I think about it all the time. Actually, I've had a lot of, I suppose, Botox and fillers,
have
and
you?
I have. Jesus, I don't think there's a part of my face that's not filled or Botoxed at this stage, but it's all like little bits all over. So I try and keep it a little bit natural. But in terms of major surgical things, I have to say there's like these things called like ingestible gastric balloons, which are basically like a pill that you can swallow. That's something I've been looking into for a long time. So I it's not something I would ever do lightly, and I would do it with real consideration. But I do think that there's lots of other things that are not necessarily surgical that I would definitely consider.
Mm, yeah. Well, it's funny you say about the Botox. The amount of women I've been speaking to, including in this office, who've had Botox, and I never knew. I never realised before. And now I know all their secrets.
I know. And like, this is the thing. Like, isn't it time that we all opened up and started talking about it? Like, people have been doing this for years and years and years. And what really bothers me is when you see these people, particularly in the media, like celebrities, and they say, oh, you know, I haven't had anything done, or I just had a good facial. And you're looking at them and you're like, there is no way in hell that
like
is a
Renee
facial.
Like Renee Zellweger that time when she practically got a whole new head.
And
claimed she didn't have anything done. You're like, you're not even the same person anymore.
Not even the same person, exactly. So I just think, look, why don't we start opening up the conversation between us all? Like, if we're doing it all, like, the whole thing is information shared is arming us with information, arming us with an education, and allows us all to make better, more informed choices. And I think, you know, there's great applications for all these things. Everything from Botox in the jaw to slim down your jaw. There's Botox for squint or for, you know.
You can get, sorry to interrupt, you can get Botox, I know, in your gums to stop you grinding your teeth.
Yeah. Liz has it actually, because she's a terrible grinder, so she's had Botox to stop that grinding. And then also there's also other applications of Botox, like under your arms for excess sweating. People who've got you know, real serious issues with
sweat. I've heard the stars do that at the Oscars.
And like things like squint, if you've got like a squint, you can use Botox to deal with squint. There's certain applications of Botox that deal with incontinence as well. There's a whole plethora of uses of Botox that it's not just anti-aging, although you know that's the added benefit of it all.
We know. Do you have to be loaded now to be attending this? To be availing of these services?
No, and actually, I think that's the whole point of this, is that this is about normal women spending their money and spending it well. Why spend €200 on a fancy cream that doesn't work when you can go see a proper dermatologist or a proper doctor and say, look, this is what I need to either preserve my face or give me a little bit of help in the anti-aging. And these things can be very, as I said, they can be very cheap, proper medical solutions to problems. Mm-hmm. Like one of the dermatologists said to me, what are you doing with that fancy cream? He said, it's too heavy for you. What you need is a bit of retinol, which is a €7 prescription. €7. She said, a bit of retinol, mix it in with your normal cheap night cream. And she said, and a bit of sun cream and you're on your way.
And you feel like an idiot, don't you then?
Yeah,
sure. I was spending all this money on creams.
Like, over all the years, I think of all the creams and the eye ointments and the whole lot, and night creams, day creams, the whole lot. And like, the reality is they're great for surface hydration and they do have a place, but like, it gets to a point in time in all of our lives they just don't work anymore.
Yeah. So it's all the money really is spent in the marketing, isn't it? Than anything else with those products. Okay, well listen, you are going to be there at the Future Beauty Show on at the RDS all this weekend.
Yes, come down and join us.
What time do doors open and close?
Doors open at 11 o'clock and our first talk is on our main stage at 11:45, and they're on the air after that. So we'll have all of our main stage experts will be talking about everything from teeth to gum grafting to Botox to rosacea to skin and fat loss. So everything you could imagine on the stage.
And I would imagine that your very, very shy sister Liz might be doing some of the talking on stage.
Sure, she's a walter. Yeah, she is. So herself and Elaine Crowley from TV3 or now Virgin are emceeing the stage.
Oh, fab.
So it'll be a good dynamic duo between the two of them. They both have huge interest in this area and are both very knowledgeable.
Yeah.
So they will ask the experts all the tough questions on our behalf, so we get to know the nitty gritty of this industry and really educate ourselves.
Great. How can we get tickets for this?
You can get tickets online. It's futurebeautyshow.com/tickets. You can also get tickets on the door on the day.
So you can rock on up. Exactly. Yeah. A lot of people are kind of going, oh, I don't have a printer, I don't have whatever. You can just turn up on the day.
Rock on up. And there's great goodie bags for everybody. There's free treatments available to people. Like, we have the Dermalux Laser Lounge there. They're going to do cool Dermalux facial hydrofacials, and there's a hydrofacial van there. They're going to do very cool hydrofacials, and there's loads of other really interesting interactive stuff there for us.
I'd imagine there's going to be a lot of people from the beauty industry turning up themselves to find out what the future beauty is.
Yeah, I think so. There's been real interest from the trade part of the industry, and as I said, like, there's really cutting edge science turning up here, and it's everything from like the most incredible technology, cosmeceuticals, and the best surgeons, the best doctors in the country.
Yeah, so I'd say they're all trying to stay ahead of it and figure out what they need to bring into their salon as well.
Yeah, this industry is changing really, really fast, particularly in the last couple of years. There's a move away more and more towards the non-invasive for rejuvenation, and you know, there's literally things out every year, brand new things, and it's all really exciting.
Okay, so there'll be another show next year, no doubt.
Absolutely.
We'll let you recover from this one first, Nikki. Thanks so much for coming in. There is Nikki Dwyer from Future Beauty Show on at the RDS all this weekend. It's Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.